And welcome to the official Queen's United Chess Podcast. I'm your host, Shivi Srivastava, the Assistant Manager of Girls Chess Central of Queen's United Chess. For those of you who don't know, Queen's United Chess is a nonprofit organization that aims to bridge the gender divide in chess and make chess accessible to all youth. In today's episode, we will be introducing Girls Chess Central, or GCC, which is an initiative in Queen's United. We have a special guest to talk about this initiative, Mona Pandit, the manager of GCC. Hey, Mona, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So to start off, how many years have you been playing chess and what was your first introduction to chess?
So for me, my grandfather taught me how to play chess. And for my grandfather, he played chess for a long time. It was actually something he followed through with when he came here to the United States from India. So after work, usually, I think he said it was like Tuesdays, he'd go play chess after work with his coworkers. And that's really how he kind of assimilated here and bonded with people here in the US. So he taught me how to play. And obviously, as a little girl, I wanted to beat my grandfather one day. So that's really what started my passion in chess. It's probably around 10 years I've been playing. So I started when I was around 7. So that's kind of my chess background and how I got into the game.
Oh, that's so nice. So just to move on to Girls Chess Central, can you tell us about its purpose and how it helps girls in the chess community?
Yeah, so Girls Chess Central is really an initiative stemming from Queen's United's foundational initiative, which is getting more girls into chess and really creating that community of girls. So for Girls Chess Central, we really want to make chess accessible to girls, one, through our website, and two, through our new initiative called our Girls Club, which is and kind of bond over chess, meet other girls in chess. And really, this allows girls to see that chess is something that they can have fun with. And I think a lot of kids, or no matter who you are, old, young, boy, girl, chess can be a very intimidating game. You know, it's very strategic. You can't just learn it in 5 minutes and then be able to win, like, and beat everyone. So really, our initiative is to create this nationwide like impact and be able to make chess something that everyone can pursue and everyone can find a place in the chess community.
Yeah, so it's just giving these kids and like really everybody just that safe place to play chess.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really nice. So right now, what plans are you and your team working on in GCC?
So right now, we're really putting all our focus into our girls club that I'd mentioned. It was something that Queen's United did a couple years ago and it stopped. So we're restarting it and we have a lot of enthusiasm for it. And we're really excited to bring all girls in chess or anyone interested in chess nationwide to our girls club. So our first girls club will be August 6th from 7 to 8:30 Central Time. And we're just really excited to get that going and be able to meet all these new chess enthusiasts.
Yeah. So as an out-of-state ambassador in Michigan, how has Queens United and Girls Chess Central helped you in your own community?
Yeah, so starting off, Girls Chess Central is something more nationwide or nationwide. So Queens United is based in Chicago, and although we do have some national outreach, it's really Chicago focused. A lot of people in our organization is involved from like the Chicago area. So Girls Chess Central really is focused on bringing that impact to states like Michigan, or I know you're from Texas. So that is really what has driven me to take a place in Girls Chess Central and that has impacted me because as someone out of state, sometimes I can't participate in Queens United like in-person events. So this is really something I can dedicate myself to as an out-of-state ambassador. And so really, Girls Just Central has given me, and Queens United in general, has given me that foundation where I can start creating chess initiatives in my local community. So, for example, I've started chess classes at my library, and I've helped out with a girls' club in local Michigan called Queen Power. And I've taught and assistant teach some classes, and I've also started classes at local middle school and elementary schools. So, although those events aren't directly affiliated with Queens United really gave me that teaching background and how to be able to create these large scale class initiatives. And it's really just gave me that foundation that I needed to make an impact on my local community in Michigan.
Wow, you've impacted so many kids in your community. That's so
Thank
great,
you.
Mona. So, why did you want to have a lead role in GCC?
So as I mentioned before, me being in Michigan, I really wanted to take that next step with my role in Queens United. It's taught me so much. It's gotten me so much more involved in both the chess community and girls chess. And so I really wanted to become more involved, but it can be a little hard, like I said, me being in Michigan and Queens United being a Chicago-based organization. So when I was introduced to this idea of Girls Chess Central, I really was excited because I knew it was something that I could really get involved in as someone in Michigan. And so that's definitely why I really wanted to take lead of this role, is because it's something I can really impact. Whether I'm in Michigan or Texas or California, no matter where you can, that's what makes me so passionate, is that anyone can be a part of this team and make a tremendous impact on the community in chess.
That's really nice, Mona. So, what are your future plans for Girls Chess Central, and how do you want to expand its reach?
So, Girls Chess Central, we're kind of just starting off. It's been like 6 or 7 months that we really started with like our website, and we're starting our girls club. So once we kind of get more established, our team is growing so much within Queens United. We really want to see that nationwide impact where we can expand the reach of Queens United. So it's both impacting the Chicago area a lot, and also we're expanding nationwide so we can create that national girls community. That is something we're really looking forward to working on in the future, and also potentially working with chess clubs and girls chess organizations nationwide, like in different parts of the country. So, like I said, we can expand that reach and really create this community where girls can meet chess enthusiasts from literally anywhere, and it really makes them feel that, wow, like whether I know a little bit of chess or a lot of chess, I have someone who's in the same boat as me and I can relate to. And that really drives having more girls in chess, which is what we're really all about.
Well, thank you so much, Mona, for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm really excited for both Queens United and Girls Chess Central's future.
To get a better understanding of how Girls Chess Central has helped other ambassadors in Queens United, we are joined with Sonali Kulkarni, an avid member of GCC. Hi, Sonali. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me today.
So, how long have you been playing chess for, and how long have you been involved with GCC?
I've been playing chess since second grade, so that's like 6 years now. And I've been involved with GCC for a couple months.
So, how has being a part of GCC and Queens United helped with female empowerment in your own community?
GCC and Queens United gave me an outlet to learn more about the importance of girls participating in chess. So I was more inspired and motivated to contribute in my own community. I did this in a couple ways by hanging up posters, just giving my friends motivational talks. And I'm also thinking about maybe starting another YouTube channel or something that has to do with female empowerment in chess. I'm also more proud about being a girl that plays chess. So I also started advocating for other girls to continue playing chess because there are not many female players in my area.
That's great. So, from your viewpoint, how has GCC helped female chess players?
GCC helps female chess players because it gives a community to hang out and learn more about chess together in a more like supportive and caring environment. Like our girls club, which is in August, is our first meeting where girls from all over the country are learning together and having fun. Also, GCC has tons of resources to help female chess players, like the GCC portion of the Queen's United website, where it has the latest information about chess tournaments across the country.
So, why did you want to join Girls Chess Central?
Honestly, I remember in tournaments, it was really awkward because I was the only girl and I just felt kind of out of place and it wasn't the best time. And then, so one day when I was just like researching, my friend told me about Queen's United. And then I was like, oh wow. And then so I looked at it and then I saw GCC, which was the outreach portion. And then so I immediately fell in love the first second that I saw it. And then so after I joined, I learned more about how to outreach and then how to support other girls when it came to chess. And so I really want to continue this, and GCC will really help me with that.
Okay, thank you so much for joining me, Sonali. And to all our listeners out there, I hope today you were able to learn more about Girls Chess Central and its impact. If you are interested in being a part of Queens United, you can visit our website at queensunitedchess.org. Make sure to sign up for our newsletter and follow our social media linked in the description to stay updated with our latest events. That is all I have for you today, but make sure to join us for our next episode. Once again, I'm your host, Shibi Srivastava. Thanks for tuning in.